Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.5 billion back to our customer owners over the last 9 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
I'm Ian McIntosh and welcome to Track FC, your concise yet comprehensive thrice-a-week show. It's football fast, no faff, so without any further ado, let's get started. Well, if you're looking at the Premier League fixtures this weekend and wondering why they seem familiar, it's because we have entered the upside down. Yes, the fixtures this weekend are the exact opposite of the opening weekend, which gives us the chance to look back and reflect and recall how misleading some results were, like Tottenham, who swept Burnley away with a confident 3-0 win before slowly falling away in the autumn like so many leaves from so many trees. It reminds us that some performances were actually more enlightening than we thought, like Liverpool, who took a 2-0 lead against Bournemouth and were then pegged back to 2-2 by an Antoine Semenyo brace before rescuing the game with two late goals, a sign that for all their spending, Arne Slot's team were not going to have it all their own way. And then we have Arsenal and Manchester United, and a reminder that Arsenal started out with an unspectacular 1-0 win, courtesy of...
Now Rice delivers right under the bar and in! Calafiori right on the line! A magic Arsenal set piece!
A set piece and weak goalkeeping from United. Now that game was extremely instructive. Arsenal continue to excel, rattling up points by maximising every marginal gain available, and United would dispense with two goalkeepers, one manager, and go into 2026 in disarray. But how do we see them now? 1 week ago, they tore Manchester City apart. They were on the front foot. They were aggressive. They were fun. How long has it been since United were fun? Michael Carrick is the manager now, of course, and if he wants to be the manager next season, which surely he does, this would be a very good time to make his case. And you know what? I think they could do it. They're confident, they're fresh, they're playing an Arsenal side that travelled to Milan in midweek to beat Inter, and very impressive they were too. But this is a real first goal kind of game. If Arsenal score first, the stadium settles, the players settle, and you would back Mikel Arteta's side to shut the game down and maybe even grab another one when United overcommit. But if United score first, and if that anxious Arsenal crowd start freaking out, I think United would love to play in that sort of environment, and I think a nervous start becomes a frustrating afternoon and possibly a third defeat of the season. The whole tempo of the weekend will be set by the 12:30 kickoff, West Ham versus Sunderland. Now, if West Ham win, and remember they did just beat Tottenham, they will be only 2 points behind Nottingham Forest, 24 hours before Forest have the unenviable task of going to Brentford. Why is that unenviable? Well, the Bees have the fourth best home record in the Premier League, 7 wins, 3 draws, and only 1 defeat. If Sunderland win, and I cannot believe that I am saying these words at this stage in the season, they will go fifth and they'll be level on points with Liverpool. Yes, we are in the strangest timeline. There are only 3 Saturday 3 p.m. kickoffs, but one of them is Burnley against Tottenham, and you would have to assume that Spurs or Spurs go-betweens were making a lot of phone calls at the start of the week, initiating discussions that were put on pause in the middle of the week when Tottenham beat Dortmund. Well, anything less than a win for Spurs here, and surely those discussions will be live again. Fulham play Brighton as well, and I think young Master Hurtzler needs a win here. Not to placate his paymasters, because Brighton isn't really that sort of club, but to placate supporters who are getting twitchy about a run of just one win in 9 Premier League games, and the prospect of European football being replaced by the prospect of a grim lower mid-table finish. And if there's some potential for disappointment in those two fixtures, then what is there in Manchester City versus Wolves? Rob Edwards' side are unbeaten in 5 and are slowly regaining confidence after a horrifying start to the season. City are basically the opposite, draining confidence after being brilliant in the back end of 2025 and inserting themselves back in the title race. Surely, City can't lose here. Liverpool are the tea time television draw. They go to Bournemouth hoping desperately to avoid a draw, because it would be their 5th in a row in the league, would almost certainly see them drop out of the top 4. There are 3 2 p.m. kickoffs on Sunday. Newcastle Villa's arguably the big one there, because Newcastle are slowly finding some consistency, and about time too. They have 10 points from a possible 12 since their Boxing Day defeat to Man United, and they could conceivably finish the weekend in 4th place. Everyone's aiming for that spot. First, they have to beat a Villa side that hasn't scored in its last 2 league games. Chelsea are another who want that 4th spot, and their plus 12 goal difference could be crucial, because that's the 3rd best goal difference in the league. Only City and Arsenal have better. They go to Crystal Palace, and that will be like turning up at someone's house and hearing them have a massive row inside, but feeling that you should push the doorbell anyway, because you have come a long way and you did bring a nice bottle of wine, and maybe it's not as bad as it seems, but actually it is as bad as it seems, if not worse, and you're in for a really awkward evening. Elsewhere, Brentford host Nottingham Forest. Our friends at Fitstairs will give you 9-2 on a Man United victory this weekend. That's earned them my pound coin. You can also get 11-1 on Wolves beating Man City. If you like those odds, or you'd like to see other odds and you're over 18, visit fitstairs.com, but please gamble responsibly. The big one in La Liga is on Saturday night, when Real Madrid, emboldened after they thrashed Monaco in midweek, head to the home of third-placed Villarreal. The Yellow Submarines were torpedoed last weekend by Betis. They need to win this to stay in the hunt for a second-place finish. Defeat would leave them 10 points adrift of Mbappe and co. Barcelona play bottom club Oviedo at 3:15 on Sunday. I do not expect them to slip up there, as they did last weekend at Real Sociedad. There's a big derby game tonight in Germany, if you fancy it. St. Pauli versus Hamburg. That should be a lot of fun, and it's available on the BBC. It's probably more fun than the German title race. Bayern Munich are 11 points clear and at home to Augsburg on Saturday afternoon. They will go 14 clear with a win, and given the general performance of their rivals, they'll stay 14 clear, because Dortmund are away at Union Berlin in the tea time kickoff. Hey, keep an eye out for Hoffenheim, who have sneaked into 3rd while nobody was looking. They're away at Eintracht Frankfurt, a game that will almost certainly contain at least 6 goals. The Italian title race is much more fun. Inter can take a brief 6-point lead if they beat Pisa tonight. AC Milan can cut it back to 3, but only if they beat Roma away on Sunday. Napoli aren't out of it yet, but they could be 9 points off the pace if Inter do win and they lose to Juventus at 5 p.m. on Sunday. Paris Saint-Germain set the pace in the Ligue 1 this weekend. They play tonight away at Auxerre. Will this be the moment that they finally reclaim top spot? I suspect it will be, because leaders Lens are away at barking mad Marseille, who will be hopping mad to have been thrashed at home by Liverpool in midweek and will be looking to take their temper out on someone. And then there's Scotland, home of arguably the best title race in Europe, and what a game they're serving up. Hearts are 6 points clear at the top, and they are at home to Celtic, back under the guidance of Martin O'Neill, but drained after a trip to Bologna and back on Thursday. Now, if they fall short at Tynecastle, they could fall into 3rd place, because Rangers are at home to Dundee. The Championship's hotting up too. Friday night gives us Derby versus West Bromwich Albion, where new manager Eric Ramsey is 2 defeats from 2 games and could find himself in the relegation zone if circumstances conspire against him. That would have to be a pretty serious conspiracy though, as Blackburn have Watford, Portsmouth have Southampton, always a pleasant atmosphere there, and Norwich play leaders Coventry. Frank Lampard's side are, of course, 6 clear at the top for now, but Middlesbrough have won 3 in a row and are 2nd. They have Preston at home. 3rd place Ipswich are 4 in a row. They play Sheffield United. That was Track FC. It was football fast, no faff, and it's here thrice a week, Monday, Wednesday and Friday. I've been Ian McIntosh. Your producer was Helena Fremantle. We'll be back on Monday and we will see you then.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell, and when I spend 200 days a year rolling down the highway, the bus can start to feel smaller than a guitar case. Everyone wonders how I stay chill while the hours crawl by. Truth is, one good luck spent on Chumba, and suddenly the trip feels a whole lot shorter. Finding your space, even when there isn't much to spare. Need some chill? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNCs apply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.